Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All I want you to do is file it down as good as you can, and suddenly... Oh, dear, I've burned the dickens out of my fingers.
I think you might... Carla might like this. This is a... this is a silver plated brooch that's got a little green oxidization on. But she might like this. By the way, I kept the Krugerrands. No, it's fine. No.
Well, there's different options, Mike. You can spray.
Okay, it's different. Okay.
Spraying is expensive, but there's also, you can change your locks.
Can you do some of your...
You can also put a...
He just made me laugh.
You can put up a sign that says, no termites.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Rob's got a funny. We're going to get to that in just a second here. Things white guys say. But let me tell you, just real quick, let me, right before the show, because I delayed the guys because I was on the phone with the doctor's office that's going to give me the needle for the back, for my little back pain situation. And they called me yesterday, and they're dealing with insurance companies. Now, I have to tell you something. There are few things that truly frighten me. All right. Takeoffs and landings.
Yes.
Poisonous snakes. That would probably throw a little scare into
marriages.
Me. No.
Oh. No, obviously not.
Experience, you
successful
know, no problem
marriages.
At all. Successful marriages. Yes. Constant state of fear. So you're right about that one.
Fear or awareness.
And I don't want to say it's fear as much. No, it is fear. It is fear. It is anxiety.
Sure.
Of a level that I cannot describe. I've told you this over years. You listen for years, you know, insurance companies on any level, car, home, but particularly medical.
Yes.
Healthcare insurance. They terrify me. All right. So let me tell you what happens. Throw the back out a couple of weeks ago. The back gets worse. The back gets worse. Can't play golf. Very frustrated. A lot of guys I play with, just like Jerry Glanville used to say, give him the needle.
That's right.
Get a little shot in the area. You know, I've had back surgery. They said it would crawl up the spine. It's fine. I go to chiropractic. That doesn't resolve it. I go to the next step. Going to see if they can give me some pain medicine. Hmm. They're going to do that. The guy says, yeah, you're a candidate. We looked at your MRI. Everything looks fine. We're going to do this, blah, blah, blah. We'll approve the procedure, and we'll get back to you. We'll schedule you for Monday, this coming Monday, Monday
Great.
Afternoon, 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. Nyeh. Hopefully, my life changes for the better.
I hope the doctor makes that noise when he gives you the injection.
Here we go. So, really, and I don't know why I'm rushing through a story when we've got 90 minutes.
All
to,
we have
to,
is time
to
Mike.
Linger with you.
I believe
folks,
it was,
you know,
Louis Armstrong who once sang, "We have all the time in the world."
Rob, we have doing, all the time in the world.
Rob was so doing Cher while we were waiting for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is medical insurance. This is health insurance anxiety that's making me a little manic. Let me breathe through my nose.
Yes.
There we are.
Better.
And by the way, I breathe through my nose lightly, because if I breathe through it intensely, you'll know how bad my deviated septum is, and it would sound like this.
I bet if you practice, you could probably play Stars and Stripes Forever just by breathing through your nose.
Is the left side or right side the HOV lane for air?
Left side's the HOV lane.
Okay.
Meaning that's where there's more passage?
That's where there's more patches.
Yeah,
right
no
side's
toll.
The one that's and you remember way back when, you know, my medical issues have been lifelong.
Multifold.
But when the doctor said, you know, this is the worst deviated septum, I went to your guy.
Oh, yeah.
I went to your guy, and your guy said, this is the worst deviated septum I've ever seen. Mm. And I said, I didn't even do blow in the 80s, doc.
No.
He's great.
But
one
anyway.
Time he called in an intern that was studying under him when I was in his chair. He said, come in. This is the best sinus infection for you to see.
Yeah. Likes to comment. Likes to have a running comment. So I get the procedure approved. We're going to do it for Monday, but they were going to try even to do it today, this afternoon, but they wanted to go through the insurance, and that's a process, which I find out. So yesterday, taking the missus out to the cinema, that'll play in later because I've got a great recommendation for a movie for you, because that's all I am this week. I'm Recco Mike. I want to recommend something. Sure. I'm going to recommend something. I'm going to recommend something today. Another thing I will recommend to you. All right, so here it is. This is it. Phone rings 15 minutes before the movie's going to start. They're showing commercials. No problem. I can take a call to two other people in the theater. Yeah. No problem at all. That comes into play later, too. Commercials in the cinema.
Okay.
Anyway, I answer the phone. Mr. O'Meara, this is so-and-so. Did you have the same procedure done last year? I said, nope. Well, it says shows the they're not approving because you had the same procedure. Nope, didn't have it done. I said, got approved for it, got an MRI for it, canceled the procedure, never had it done. Well, they're okay. Okay, bye. And then fast forward to 1 minute, 1 minute before we're going to go on the air because that's when they start. But that's okay because it's on my mind.
Right.
And I'm glad they're calling me before I go on the show because what? So then she calls me and said,
Mr. O'Meara, this is Bambi. I called the doctor's office and told them to withdraw that request for the procedure, but they haven't seemed to do it.
And I said, okay. Now, in the meantime, that's what I dealt with this morning.
Right.
Right after she called me and said the procedure was never withdrawn, I hang up the phone, getting ready to dive into my popcorn, 370 calories worth of popcorn that right. I literally spent the entire day looking forward to. And Mrs. O'Meara gently leans over to me and said, your doctor's going to jail, right? The guy that did that. I said, yeah, he's going to jail. She says, this is before, I swear to God, this is right before the movie. Did you ever think that maybe they didn't withdraw it because they said they did it?
Oh, my God. And I go, oh, my God.
Makes all
He's
the sense.
A criminal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly what probably happened. He said he did it. But he didn't do it.
That's not far-fetched.
It's not far-fetched. Oh. But I thought about it, but I didn't. I put it away, and we enjoyed the movie.
Right.
And then they called me, and they said that they just haven't called it in to withdraw it. She said, but you can do that if you call, and it probably would be quicker, which I did before the show. And thank you. Her name is not Bambi. It's another name. She's a very nice girl, and she's off to do other things for me today, and hopefully everything will be now.
Maybe she'll have enough
because
time.
It's all about money, you know. It's all about the process.
Maybe
right?
She'll have enough time to call another person in need and have them do her job for her as well.
Thank you, Rob. That's exactly the way I was thinking. Always a pleasure to do your job for you.
Thank you, Bambi.
Yes, thank you very much. But anyway, we're on onward and upward, and
your head is clear.
Yeah, my head is clear to do the
show.
I'm
very happy about that. Good.
I'm very happy. Later on, we'll tell you about that because I'm very calm because I've got my homesick candle.
Ah.
And then we'll be telling you about that later on during the show. But for a little palate cleanser after just another one of Mike's medical stories, and stay tuned for my Myco. What is it? Myco mentions?
No, Myco Mikes.
My Reco Mikes. I got another great Reco Mike today. Maybe two Reco Mikes during the show today.
A Reco Mike Dation?
A recommendation for you. But Rob has some prepared comedy that he found in the Twittersphere today.
Yeah, I don't normally like lists like this because they tend to be so jive, but since this is based in jive, it actually works.
Mm-hmm.
This is stuff that I love. It says things all white people love to say. And
right,
the list
I don't have a dinger.
All right.
Because do you have a dinger? There?
I sent you a revised ding. You didn't load it?
It's not good. It's not good.
It was better than the first one.
No, I have I replaced the dinger slot with Michael's first radio show.
Oh, okay.
Hey, everybody. It's the Mike O'Meara Mike O'Meara show. And from his cardboard studio that he built over the weekend, Thanksgiving.
What happened to the old dinger?
On the, what is today? The 23rd
when we
of November.
The old dinger is the one I sent him.
Oh.
You know what? Just based on that 10 seconds of me babbling.
Yeah.
Next time I do a Michael radio show, I'm going to get right to the kit. He's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
They don't want to
hear
me flapping my
Our little guy. Less big guy.
Yeah, so we don't have the dinger.
I think, you know what, hold on. Maybe
where would I find the old dinger?
I sent, the old dinger is the most recent one I sent you. Stop it. That's the old
What's the one you
dinger.
Sent
you want
Oscar, by the way, how are you feeling? How are you feeling, Oscar?
As good as I was yesterday.
Hey, it's great.
Good enough for government work. Mike,
if I put in Rob Ding into my email, will I find it, do you think?
What you're looking for is called Simple Ding, and it goes like that.
What about Ding Pick?
Yeah, that sounds like...
Bingo!
Business!
Woo! Thank you. I'm ready now. I'm ready, and I will use it liberally. I finally have this. I feel complete.
Nice.
I feel complete.
There we go.
Complete. That's the one, Rob. That's
right,
the one.
Very
you
cool.
Got it. Way to go.
White people love saying "must be free" when something doesn't have a price tag on it. White
people. I don't agree with that one.
I think people that are cheap just say that.
White people.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't. I'm not taking ownership of that because I don't think
I've ever said anything like that, and I'm not white.
It's a classic dad joke.
Have you said it, Rob? Have you said
it? I'm sure I have. I'm sure.
That's why you laughed, right? Because you've said it.
Because it's pointing out my own idiocy, yeah.
Must be free.
White people love saying, oh, these are dangerous after trying a new snack.
Okay, that one I'll give.
White people.
Like dangerous, meaning I could eat
the
12
whole
bags.
Thing. Exactly.
And that gets this too. There we go. Thank you.
White, maybe it should be stuff.
No, don't laugh during it. Don't laugh during it. That you're going to ruin it if you don't laugh during it. Comedy 101.
What about if we called it stuff that fat white people say?
All right. So does this sound like it might be stuff that fat white people say?
Well, we'll have to do it on a case by case basis. I'm not married to it at all. Okay, white
right.
people love saying, well, I'll be sure to stay off the road when someone gets their driver's license.
I don't think this is racially... After the first three, I think this is what old people say.
No, I think this is more of a dad thing. I think these are like dad joke one-liners. Because
yes.
This next one, how about this?
I don't think this...
I'm giving that one... That's not a good one. Right. And now I've decided that I'm going to evaluate them not the way I was originally, which was whether white people would say them or not. I'm going to evaluate them as to whether they're stupid or not.
Yes. Okay.
Stupid. This is dumb,
this
not
is a,
said.
This is across cultures and races.
Right.
Right. And this is a good one. Hey. And if you're probably not going to hear that ding today.
White people love saying, let's play it by ear.
That's a good one.
Right.
Let's play it by ear. I've said it thousands of times.
Though.
Really?
As the one non-white guy in the room, I think everyone that I know says, let's play it by ear, because you're buying time to see what happens next.
Pony never says it.
No, I never say it.
See?
It's awful.
Well, why don't we just do the rest of the show, and we'll play it by ear.
Boy, you're so white. White people, white people love saying, there's my cardio for the day after walking up one flight of stairs.
No, that's crap. That's contrived and it's made up. No.
Is this from the complete sheet hack Twitter account?
No, this is from the Electric Weenie. No, I found this.
Where did it come from? You get author.
It is from a website called 22 Words, and I think I got there via Twitter. Someone shared something on Twitter.
How deep did you get it? You didn't read all of them, did you?
No, I stopped after about 5 or 10.
Okay.
White people love saying it's got a little kick to it after eating a Cool Ranch Dorito.
No.
This is something the fat white people say. White people love saying, get these away from me after eating a few chips.
That's I'm gonna say yes. I've said that. I'm gonna say, get these away from me. Take these away. I have said that. I have said it. And I think Rob's right. This is leaning towards fat white people.
Yeah, I think so.
I said it. I guarantee you, I said it last week. I had chips.
Yeah.
I had chips around Thanksgiving. I said, please, Carla, take these away. I'll eat the whole. Maybe I'll say it like Darren McGavin on the street outside. Of the
very specific impression, yeah.
Right, this way, take these away, or I'll eat the whole bag. Right.
If you could, just...
you should see what it looks like out here. I love that, man.
White people love saying, "What's the damage?" and then chuckling when they pay for something.
I've done it.
I've said that.
Yep.
Okay, you said.
I've said
so
what's
you're
the
thinking
damage?
It shouldn't be attributed just to white people? Is that the point you're trying to make, yeah, Mr. Dayquil?
Well, no, it's not even on Dayquil,
Johnny Motion.
Okay.
No, I'm not even on Motrin. I think this is when people give racial, whether it's white, black, or Latino.
Yes.
Every
color under the rainbow.
And
he's very animated.
And I'm the only one in the room that's not white giving you guys credit, saying that people who are hacks say this.
You know what, though?
All right. But he's saying the list is a racist kind of.
Yes.
You know, attributing it to white people is kind of hack.
It's hack.
And also, I think Oscar's pretty white. When you get right down to it.
When he brings this. Yeah, he's struggling to free himself from the bonds of
struggling
of being an immigrant in America because of the thing. And the classic example was the story of the airport.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean,
I want to assimilate, but I'm still Latin.
Okay.
And
never
he does
say
it
goodbye
brilliant.
To your past.
He does it, but whatever he is, it doesn't matter.
I've
we love him, and that's all that matters.
That's right. White people love saying, I'm going to butcher this when they say a foreign name.
That's, you know what? That's okay. I'll give you that one. I'm going to give you that one in. They're not funny, but they're accurate, I think.
Fat white people love saying, no, I didn't like it at all when handing an empty plate back to a waiter.
Oh, God. I've probably done it within the week.
Yes.
I hated it. I've done that. That's my That's like my running joke. I'm not going to do it anymore because it's so
it's on a list now, right? It makes it, it like sells it. It taints
like
it.
Like I'll clean my lard-ass poop plate and I'll look up at the lady. I said, I hated it with a big look. And I bet she gets it 1,000 times from fat. I'm not doing it anymore.
Right. You
know? All right.
You know what I'm going to do? Next time a waitress comes over and I've got the empty plate,
yeah.
I'm going to look up at her and I'm going to go, hey, nice rack. Anyway, sorry. That's tough. Well, just because it's so totally unexpected.
That's a different list, Mike. That's Me Too things that white people say. We'll do that on another show. White people love saying, hey, it's a box, halfway through opening presents.
Yeah, but I'm no, you know what? Not thick enough.
All right. White, this is where I actually really like this one. White people love saying knock, knock out loud instead of knocking before coming into a room.
Yeah, I haven't done that one, but that is good. Like somebody
goes, knock, do that. Like,
Rob just did it. By the way, Rob just did it exactly. Look at Oscar and do it. This is how it's done.
Okay, you're in a room and I'm outside. Yeah. I go, knock, knock.
Oh, God. I'd befriend you in real life.
That may be the best. And make sure you give me the, so I can give you a temp before the last one. So
all right, I'm trying to find a good closer here.
Oh, don't do that. Just to let them all stand on their own. Go ahead. I'm having fun.
If someone said knock, knock before they walked in, I'd say get out of here.
It's right. Fun Friday, Rob. Just let's have
fun. Right. Fun.
White people love saying, you paying for mine too, when they see someone they know in a restaurant.
Yeah, okay. That's God, I you know, I'm starting, you know, to...
Latinos would never say that.
They wouldn't say that?
No. Because okay. We wouldn't be as presumptuous to know that we would all have that type of money.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. That's fine. All right, so
separates himself. White people love walking into a bedroom and saying, so this is where the magic happens.
No, that's way, way too much going on.
Every crib is on MTV.
All right. Right. Here is I hold in my hand the final thing that white people love to say. White people love saying, look out, there's a wall there, right after someone walks into a wall.
Oh, hey,
it's Fun Friday.
Wasn't that bad? Don't be so upset.
Come on.
Did anybody like it? Is there anybody in the audience that liked it?
Yeah, boy.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
See, now we can all color lines. All fun.
That's it. Absolutely. Production values. Now we can start the show. Fun Friday.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you know there are more ways to spell Hanukkah than there are days of Hanukkah? I tried to write Happy Hanukkah on my iPhone, and the autocorrect changed it to Happy Chewbacca. Which is nice, too. A nice sentiment.
You want to do something special for the man in your life this Hanukkah? Call his doctor and schedule his prostate exam. This Hanukkah, give the gift of a kosher prostate.
Christmas has gotten out of control, but when I was a kid, I wanted to celebrate it. But I couldn't because I'm Jewish. But when you compare Christmas to Hanukkah, there's no comparison. Christmas is great, Hanukkah sucks. How do we celebrate Hanukkah? We celebrate it with candles, little tiny pissant candles. You Christians, on Christmas, Santa comes and he brings a ton of stuff. It's unbelievable. It's extraordinary. I go next door to see my best Christian pals. I'll never forget it. And the whole house is filled with boxes. It's like a warehouse. And out back, there's six ponies. Six! We were going to buy Princess One, but we loved all of them. Merry Christmas! People believe that Hanukkah is celebrated for 8 days. And that's a liar, liar, pants on fire situation. Most Jewish families don't make it past the fourth day. It doesn't happen. Come on, aren't we going to light the lights? No, enough's enough. First night you get socks, second night an eraser, a notebook. It's a back-to-school holiday!
While wearing their gotkas, they eat their latkes. Happy Hanukkah! It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS, from Portland to Spokane, from D.C. to Sacramento to Botswana to Tokyo. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by a heck of a good-looking guy and a guy you know is the ding-dong daddy of NorCal Realtors.
Yes.
And a guy that loved his fruitcake, unboxed his fruitcake right there online for us, and we appreciate you, Alex Papp.
Hey, Alex.
If you are a Northern Californian, Alex Papp, he loves you too, and he wants you to buy a home. Plus, he makes amazing unboxing videos. The ladies love his smile, and so do most guys. Analysts predict that interest rates will rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander Papp rated 5 out of 5 stars on all the big ones, Zillow, Trulia, Realtor.com. Give him a call, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129. You can rap with Papp, and he'll tell you all you need to know to get into your beautiful new home. Alexander Papp, licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Davis to Berkeley to Salinas and Sausalito. Sausalito, summer nights. Great song. A lot of people don't remember it. So shut your yap and clap for Papp. Stop renting and call Alex, the NorCal Realtor, today. 916-276-2129. BRE01986031 Prado Real Estate. It's a snap with Papp.
I don't want to embarrass Alex, but I will say this. There were some ladies in the office yesterday ogling him during his unboxing video.
Yeah, and he loved the fruitcake. And by the way, I don't want to sound like Lewis Black, but we're not doing fruitcakes for Easter. Thank
you. And I don't celebrate Easter because I'm Jewish.
Jewish. Yes, Siri, Jewish. There is a movie everybody should go see, and it is time to go see it. No, it was in the theaters. It's not one of the old ones you
It's still in the theaters?
It's still in the theaters. It's called The Green Room, and The Green Book, not The Green Room. The Green Room would be a story about a guest on Jimmy Kimmel's show. No, The Green Book.
The Green Door?
And it is
behind the green door.
It is a wonderful, wonderful story about a musician named Don Shirley at the beginning of the 1960s, late 1950s, and a music tour that he takes down south with a Italian-American dude that's a big tough guy, played by Viggo Mortensen. And I'm just here to tell you, yes. And by the way, movie reviewers, and this applies, of course, to my movie that I saw, The Santa Claus Chronicles.
Which I love, by the way.
Christmas Chronicles.
Thank you. I watched it last night. The Christmas, not the Christmas Chronicles. I get it wrong every time.
I also know why Rob didn't like it.
Why didn't Rob like it?
He turned it off because it was a hit too close to home early on in the movie.
What, with the dead father?
No, with the juvenile kid.
Oh,
yes. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah, maybe that's it, because the kid's, I mean, who knows? You know, he's got kids that age. I understand that. Whatever. But let me tell you,
I know why he turned it off now. This makes all sense.
I thought because she was a widow. I thought, you know, like a year left. And whoever plays the father, he makes a really nice career in Hollywood by being the guy that people say, hey, is that John Hamm?
Yeah.
Because the only thing he's got.
Let me tell you, if you want on your own time to revisit it.
I will.
I will tell you, the dad, I felt the same. Rob, I had the same visceral reaction to the father. I swear to God. I swear to God I did. Guess what?
What?
Father not in the picture. Don't sweat it.
Good.
Don't worry about it.
Good.
He's never in it. You know. Good. Don't worry until the very, very end. And that doesn't matter.
Even that. Anyway, like the movie's won you by then.
Reviewers like to use cliche, like to use formulaic. Like, they hate that. That's why you get some really, really like self-serving crap fests that get great reviews because they don't do that. And I'm one that says the same thing. Hollywood come up with an original idea.
Right.
I don't mind an original true story that tells a story about racism in America and uses cliches. That's okay with me. I'm fine with that because I think we need something like that. And right now, there are a lot of people in our listening audience that could use The Green Book. Hey, Carla, come in here for a second. I got something on my mind. Sorry. I hate to digress, but I really do. Mm. Remember I said we might have termites? You remember that?
Mm.
Yeah, I got. They sent a guy from Truly Nolan, and like while I'm doing the show, And he looked like, that guy looked like the angel of death. What did he have to say? That guy looks like he's a professional moneymaker. Carla's come into the city. He looks like he's a professional moneymaker for Truly Nolan that comes in and gives everybody, oh, yeah, you're going to need the whole. What did he say?
No termites.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, no signs.
It's a Christmas miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
But listen, doesn't mean there isn't any termites because they could be.
There aren't any termites. Sorry, plural.
Aren't any termites.
Like you have one termite.
Yeah. So.
There isn't a termite.
There isn't what a about termite.
Up there going, yeah.
Hey, I should get some friends over here. I'm a termite.
What about the mighty mites?
They could be in your walls for 7 years.
So, but there's no evidence of termite damage.
No evidence.
That's it. We're done. We're fine. All right. Are we going to put preventative measures in?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Is it expensive?
Well, there's different options, Mike. You can spray.
Okay, it's different. Okay.
Spraying is expensive, but there's also, you can change your locks.
Can you do some of your...
You can also put a...
He just made me laugh.
You can put up a sign that says change no termites.
Change your locks. It's funny. Change your locks. Rob just said we can change our locks. I will laugh about that all through the... Yes, it is a hack joke that I will laugh about all weekend.
It's stuff that termites, white people say.
Preventative measures.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I am terribly sorry. What were you saying, Oscar?
No. I just hope we can also look at your mortgage and some sort of disability insurance as well during this effing program.
I'm sorry. I know. Look, it's Friday. I'm scattered.
Did you want to clean up a little during the show, too?
I'm fine.
Maybe some dusting back.
Damn, son.
I'm A-okay. I'm A-okay. So where the hell was I? Oh, The Green Book. Right. The Green Book is a movie for our times. It is a movie that made me feel wonderful.
Is it limited release? Because I've read more about it than I've seen stuff about it.
It's one of those classic movies. Like 98% of people that have seen it have loved it.
Yeah.
And 82% of critics have loved it. And of course, you can't find it when you're watching Marvel's blow up douche.
Yeah.
Or whatever the latest movie is.
Well, Wreck-It Ralph is back in the big theaters.
Yeah,
so we got to see Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph on 40 different screens.
I've seen the trailer and I'm a fan of Viggo, right?
Yes. He's of all Viggo's the actors named Viggo, he's probably top 10.
Do you get a chance to see him in any bathhouse doing a roundhouse kick where you see his private parts?
Let me tell you about Viggo.
Yeah.
You're gonna not get this is what and Viggo falls into that De Niro category of transforming the body. By the way, De Niro, who based on his last 20 years of work,
yes.
You know, 10 years of work, I should say. Come on, Bob. But anyway,
I'm hoping he makes a sequel to The Intern.
Yeah. Robert De Niro.
Employment.
Yeah. It's employment. But Viggo transformation, because if you remember, the last movie he was in was Captain Fantastic?
Yes.
Is that
where he's the guy
that's in this amazing physical condition out in the woods? Transform him. They transform him into a schlubby Italian guy in the Bronx. And
he's got a dad bod, and at first I thought, there's no way that's Viggo Mortensen. There's no way.
That break your heart when you saw that?
Oh, he gave up.
I loved it.
No, he didn't give it up.
But the role, he got paid to get fat.
This is the job I need.
It is. Look, are there stereotypical cliches throughout the movie to make the bad guys look like bad guys? Yeah, but I'm sorry, that was part of the deal. And I think movies like this are important to remind us that it was the 1950s and 60s that this bull ass was still going on.
Not that long ago.
And it really and they do it in a way. But here's the great thing about the movie. The two actors, and I should get the other actor's name, and now people can throw darts at me.
I'm getting it right now.
Way to go, Mike. You forgot the black actor's name. Thank you very much. But you know, he has not been in as many things as Viggo.
I've read that it tells a good tale and it's a good message, but it's not too preachy. Did you get that? I mean,
no, it's not preachy at all, but it is definitely a little cliched, and I'm okay with that.
Mahershala Ali.
Mahershala, what does it say?
It's M-A-H-E-R-S-H-A-L-A,
I'm going to butcher this.
S-H-A-L-A, Ali.
Hold on a second.
Mahershala Ali.
Okay.
I see.
Will you get it and pronounce it correctly, please? Thank you.
I would say Mahershala Ali. I think he got it right.
You can apologize.
Mahershala Ali.
Sorry, Oscar.
Oh, and it has Linda Cardellini in it?
You saw the movie. I didn't.
You're right.
Linda Cardellini is so
boxed. I'm sorry.
Real sorry.
The female lead, Linda Cardellini, is Box.
She's in Bloodline. She
yeah.
was
oh,
the
I love
sister.
Her.
She was the sister in Bloodline. So this weekend, if you can find it, if it's in a theater, go out and see it. It's a movie people need to see. Mm-hmm. It's a movie people need to see. And I will go so far as to say, even with the cliches, and I know the Oscars hate to do that, but even with the cliches, one or both of these actors could get nominated for an Oscar.
Really?
Easily, especially Viggo, because I think Viggo transforms himself into this Italian guy.
And now with 10 nods, do you see it as a possible best picture too?
I don't know about that, but I will tell you, I loved every minute of it. I haven't walked out of a theater feeling that good since the night before when I walked out of my living room after watching the Christmas Chronicles or the Santa Claus. What is it?
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles.
Great movie. Yeah, that's it. Hard to make a good holiday movie.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Yeah. You know,
and Tripp got really angry at me for recommending that.
Why?
Sorry, Tripp. Because he's funny that way. I love it when Tripp gets angry like that, you know. Said we're better than that and all that type of stuff. It was great.
We're better than that. Fun.
Yeah, talking about me and Carla. But anyway.
That's funny. That's it.
We'll take a break, and we will come back with a lovely story of the hardware store.
Oh, good.
Down here in God's waiting room. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Pelosi the power broker. Will she take back the speakership? And will Donald Trump pardon Paul Manafort? Plus, what do the GM layoffs mean for the president? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
We didn't do anything with Russia. We didn't build a tower with Russia. There's no tower. Okay. We looked at it, but we didn't do it. I didn't go through it. It's not okay, so maybe I looked at it lightly. I looked at it lightly. I looked at it lightly. God bless the United States of America.
Do you think there's a chance he's going to release a photo this weekend on Twitter and say, you can look and clearly see my fingers were crossed?
Yes, I had them behind my back. I'm a businessman. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trade Coffee. It is the best time of year for a great cup of Joe. And whether you're a coffee nerd or just someone who loves a great cup, you need Trade Coffee.
Yes.
Trade partners with 50 of the best roasters in the United States and features over 400 unique coffees that they deliver right to your door. Even better, your coffee is roasted only after you order it. I love this part. So it's going to be the freshest coffee you have ever tasted. It's fantastic.
I brewed a cup this morning. I had not an easy time getting out of bed this morning. It was one of those mornings.
Me too.
And the very smell of it brewing was enough to get me going.
Oh,
this
nice.
Stuff is amazing.
Trade has the coffee you need. If you're a coffee novice, never fear. Go to drinktrade.com. They got a simple 6-question quiz and a magic algorithm that'll match you up with the perfect coffee for your palate. Before you know it, you'll have a list of choices, all perfectly suited to what you like. Perfect coffee, perfectly matched to you, and as fresh as can be. Perfect is easy at drinktrade.com. Trade Coffee is so excited for you to give them a try that they're going to knock 50% off any bag of coffee you like when you place your first order. Just go to drinktrade.com and use the promo code TMOS. Remember that promo code TMOS. You know it, you love it, you use it, it helps you. And you get half off a bag of coffee on your first order at drinktrade.com. Trade.com.
And it's unique and boutique-like. It makes a great gift because people that don't know about the website, they're going to see it and they say, wow, thank you. Great Christmas
Fantastic.
Gift.
Easy
I've to been, do. I've been addicted to the Pineapple Express coffee. It's fantastic. It's really... No, just kidding.
What are you doing?
I'm doing this little Seth Rogen pot humor. Swear, sorry man. About that. Anyway, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. Oh, boy. It's Christmas decorating season. We all know what that means. And Carla's been on my butt to get out and throw lights on the bushes out front. She put all the stuff up inside.
That's easy. She knows you have a bad back. Why do
you have
to do
it? It's not a back-related thing. So I wouldn't do it if I had a bad. It's just a question of putting the they're low-hanging fruit bushes. And you just throw the icicle lights.
I've heard quite enough
lights.
About your low-hanging fruit.
Thank you.
I thought you had those icicle lights.
They go up top, or you put the icicle lights. Oh, you drape them in the bush.
I put the icicle lights on the shrubs.
That's smart. That's great.
A lot of neighbors did that, and I do that. And so yesterday, I put the icicle lights on
the shrub.
They're white. Yes.
Okay, good.
They're white.
Mm-hmm.
White's classier.
So I do. I don't know why.
My eyes.
So anyway, I put that on the shrub, and then. because I'm not into it, and because I'm not thinking, and because I don't know what's wrong with me. I start to say, well, I'm on this one end, and the male end goes into the light socket up by the street light that we have, and then it runs back down, and then I've got a female end and a female end, and I'm just noodling this through about adapters when the whole problem is that I started the string on the wrong side. That's all this is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That is all this
is. Have you done this to the bushes before?
Yeah, but I don't. This is why I have accountants. This is why I don't figure stuff out. This is why when it comes into doing stuff
but
in the
studio. But if you've done it once, I mean, I've scaled back my outdoor lights, but I still do them every year.
You do stuff differently than I do. You do it as a labor of love. I do it as a chore. It is a chore.
Well, it's a chore to take them down. I like putting them up. I hate taking them down.
I think it's a chore to put them up.
No, it's easy.
I tear them down. I'm just like, I rip them, throw them into a big box. That's why I lose some of my lights.
That's why you don't enjoy putting them up the next year. You must put them away neatly.
Yeah, see, I don't do that. I don't deal with that. But I put these up, but I had the wrong end. And I'm doing anything I can to make sure that
when you put them on, were they plugged in? Were they lit up when you were putting them on?
No.
Well, that's another mistake right there.
Do you test them before you even hook them up?
You know, excuse me, Father Santa, but I don't, you know, so I don't do crap the way you do it. I'm sorry. I don't do it.
You do it right.
Because what, you plug them in like before you put them up?
Because if something goes wrong, you don't want to have to backtrack and find the bad string.
Maybe, look, I live in Florida. I don't think they should be legal down here anyway.
Make them illegal.
You know what I like? I like the Christmas wreath that plugs into the light socket for the outdoor lights on the garage. And if I left that up there, that would be fine.
As kids, Mike, and you have the little Michael now. This could be his job coming up as he's old enough to deal with this.
Right.
He will plug
Go out and electrocute yourself, Michael. Go ahead. Have fun.
My mom would have me and my brother and my sister. We'd all sit down and we'd all take whatever boxes of lights we had,
right,
and we were assigned the boxes to plug in to make sure they worked, and if they didn't, we had to fix them.
Right, and fixing them is the worst because it could be fuses.
I didn't know both of you were light fixers. I had no idea. I didn't.
Just afford to go out and buy new ones.
They used to be more expensive too.
So. Yeah,
I remember legendary fights in my house. My father felt the same way I did, but he was always involved in it. But it was always like, Mary, I don't know where. And my mom had this little tiny elephant that she had on the tree that was a former bulb that she kept forever.
Aww.
And that was her lovely little ornament. It might be on my sister's tree now. I have no idea. Kathy kept all that stuff. I did not. And it's just
kept.
It's interesting.
Mike kept or got?
Got. Mm. Controlled.
Yes.
She did. But no,
coveted.
No. I go to her house every now and then. There's something I found, and I know it's something she didn't want that you might like. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
It's a trash bag.
Yeah. There's something you might like. I found this. This is something. No, she's been very, very generous. Listen,
not giving an ornament away generous, but very generous.
I think you might. Carla might like this. This is a this is a silver plated brooch. That's got a little green oxidization on. But she might like this. By the way, I kept the Krugerrands. It's fine. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She was
all of
very
Mom's
generous.
Tiffany stuff I'm going to keep, but this is something that Mom bought from Avon.
They said it's good for 10 like years.
That. It's not like that at
Bless
all.
Her
it's
heart.
Not. It's
Bless
not.
Her heart.
So I'm sitting there noodling it through. And I've suddenly said, well, maybe I can get a female to male adapter. What I ended up in my brain, and
a female
me,
to a male. Oh,
no, listen, mock me all you want. I thought I needed a male to male, which they don't make. They don't make male to male.
Well, I mean,
oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, you should see the burn on my hand.
Mike, no wonder you don't have any termites. You electrocuted
you
them
burn
all.
Them out.
I go.
This is how forest fires start.
Exactly.
Guys like you.
Yeah.
Well, I go.
I need an adapter.
Even before this is the process. I take an extension cord, and I try to plug one end of the extension cord into the female end at the end of the string. This is even before I realize that.
Oh,
hold
no.
on. This is before I realize that the end of the string. I'm at the wrong spot.
Yeah.
that I need to reverse the whole thing.
You were going extension cord with the lights?
I'm testing to see if a male plug goes in. And the male plug has one fat end.
Yes, polarized
and
plug.
And one skinny end, and I can't get it even into the string.
Pulls right. The poles.
And so, down to find some sort of adapter that's going to be where I can take a big prong thing into. And the guy says to me, you didn't hear it from me, but what people do, these are Chinese lights.
Chinese!
So he said they're Chinese.
I'm sure they
don't,
are.
They don't do the same thing with the cords, because I guess they don't care who gets blowed up when they're doing this really good. And so he says, but you can take a file and you can file off the fat end to make it fit into the thing, which I did. And then but then I get back and I said, oh, look at that, it fits right in. So this is how stupid I am. This is really how stupid I am. I have taken a male end of the extension cord and plugged it into the female end of the string of lights closest to my outlet. I then take the female end and I go back to the outlet and I go, oh, no place to plug it in. Duh. There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way I'm close enough to go down and run extension cord all the way down to the other end. It ain't going to work like that. You see?
Yeah, you see?
So I am. I finally figure out after two trips to the hardware store where to give you an idea of the clientele in my hardware store yesterday, this is what I said out loud in my car as I'm driving away. I said, everybody is 1,000 f-ing years old. And they were. I mean, they are seriously like the Walking Dead. It is people moving at speeds that, I'll give the people in my community a little credit here, all right? They all seem to get by and do what they need to do, but when you go out there and you realize you got all the communities and all the people, and they're all in the electric aisle, and I'm one of them. I am one of you. I understand this.
There is no place of business on earth that people stop and stare more at than a hardware store.
Time
stops in a hardware store.
Anytime you have to file something off, it's a bad move. Anytime someone says the Chinese, it's a bad move, especially because he's inferring that implying that it's an inferior product.
And also, it's never good when... when he goes in and starts by
not
saying,
"Not gonna hurt anything."
No, no.
When he starts by saying, "You didn't hear it from me,"
this is like the fire marshal away. Bill in Living Color guy. Yeah. He's like, "Let me fix your lights.
I think we're gonna have a fire out here. This could be a nasty little problem." It's like all I want you to do is file it down as good as you can, and suddenly, oh dear, I burned the dickens out of my fingers. But anyway.
It's five nubs.
I know.
So I got it done. The lights are on. I can't believe
that you actually filed it and then plugged it.
Yeah, well, here's
and
the
I
thing,
I can't believe
though.
That this all could have been avoided if you just pulled up one string of lights and did it the other way. That's not a tough fix.
It's you know what it is? What do I always say? Engagement. I always talk about level of engagement.
True, and very true.
I was not engaged in this. I had to be reminded. I was supposed to do it over the weekend. I didn't do it then. Mm. I've been reminded 10 different times today. Mm. And by the way, hold on just a second.
Oh, there's the disability insurance guy.
I'm terribly sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It's the guy from the hardware store saying, you didn't really file it down, did you? We just got a...
I thought you didn't hear it from me.
I am being blown up. For health insurance, like you would not. I have insurance. I re-upped in October, maybe September for
you're
my
getting
health
all
insurance.
You're getting all the open enrollment calls.
You guys are platinum.
I'm getting the open enrollment calls. How much money is being made on this? Because they have to be making a ton. Because there are more cold calls for
referral
open enrollment.
Fees,
it's incredible. Referral fees. F you.
I've gotten gotten a few open enrollment calls here at Podcast Village after the show.
Yeah.
And if I get one and there's people around, I will take it and entertain with it. And you know what?
See,
here's
I
the thing.
Let you do that.
They will never, ever insure you if you live in a house with 40 relatives.
No, he does. He does a great. At first, I. And you know me, Mike, I'm Captain No Fun sometimes. So I was like, can you not do that right now? People are effing working and you're doing a show for one. And he gets into this, and then as he continues, as he should, because his instincts are right, people don't just want to stare at a monitor and edit all day. They want to laugh sometimes. Right. So he gets into this, and you see like the back room take off their headphones as he's taking this call and then telling this gentleman from a mysterious...
And the more people that gather, the more that our little jester likes it.
Then I'm like, and then I gather, I'm there by the fireplace with him, and I'm like, this is funny. Yeah.
Even if you and I defy you, you could be the most miserable son of a bitch in the world, and you would not, you said, I'm not going to laugh at it, and I defy you, you would not be able to not
laugh.
You would not be able to not laugh at that.
Laughed.
It's impossible.
Charlie Burney walked over out of his office and was laughing. Yep. He had Rofo eating out of the palm of his hand. He had a Shannon, some of the editors, and I was like, this is what he lives for.
This is what I love.
And it is brilliant in its own right, because the latest one, they actually hung up on you. But he got far enough for someone to be frustrated, show their frustration on the phone to Rob, and then Rob say, is there something I can help you with today?
Amen, brother. Amen. I love that. That's awesome. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, we also need resolution on the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the lights. Well, they're on. They're on now. I fixed it. There
nice.
There's resolution. That's
But there's metal shavings all over your front yard.
Don't touch them.
I got another Reco mic, though. I got tons of those today. I'm
Reco
Mic
Nation.
Yeah, fun. We'll be right back, everybody. Plant that
grows out of it's that special time of year
Christmas.
For every girl and boy where a barista from Pahrumph cheers.
I bring you tidings of great joy.
Nicky Diamond is his name. His picks are quite extraordinary. His thoughts on big football?
This season will be legendary.
With the Diamond pick of the week, the Merle and the Carey. If the sight of your fantasy teams have gotten you down, take St. Nicky's advice.
You can't get to the big game in Hotlanta without going through Diamond Town.
On Dasher, on Dancer, on Leonard Nimoy.
Listen up, Spurlock. Listen up, Bermuda Boy.
Nicky Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show. Take his advice and you'll be...
in the... no, baby!
There he goes. Fantastic.
He was wrong, back. By the way. Dallas won last night.
Yes.
Oh, not good for the Skins. Not good at all.
That's a shame, isn't it?
That's too bad. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Damn it. Brought to you by 23andMe. Listen up. I have huge DNA news for you. It's a Christmas miracle. Now through December 25th, all 23andMe DNA kits. Do you have it?
I have my results.
Oh, my God. We're going to do that right after the commercial. That's great. All 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. I talked about mine yesterday. Rob's got his in his hot little hand. I cannot wait. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. I can hardly get through this commercial because I'm looking forward to hearing Rob's results. It's easy to do, too. Just spit into the tube provided. By the way, I ordered Carla one yesterday. I did mine.
Oh, excellent.
And I ordered Carla one, and so that'll be coming, and she's going to get her results.
Fun fact.
I'm very excited.
We got one for each one of our members of our family that we're going to see during Christmas.
That's so cool.
So we're going to do it all together.
That's
make sure
very
it's
neat.
Done right. And we'll send them all out and make sure our tree is correct.
That's right.
That's very good. All of us at TMOS, we did it. We love it. 23andMe's Ancestry Composition Report. You can explore where your DNA is from out of 150-plus regions worldwide. Then you can discover all sorts of little DNA things, like why you might not like a particular herb, or whether or not you can recognize musical pitch, little things like that. There's a medical component to this. Maybe you hate the sound of chewing. Maybe why you wonder why you get more mosquito bites than somebody. The answer lies in your DNA. 23andMe will explain it all. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe DNA kit. Order yours today at 23andme.com/TMOS. That's 23andme.com/TMOS. This Christmas, give the gift of your family's story. Again, that's 23andme.com/TMOS. If you've got a whole family coming over for Christmas,
oh, it's fascinating.
This could be a big deal. Yeah. And now, without further ado, we're going to get to 23andMe's Rob Spiewak results, which I know you'll do this just like the Christmas lights. You probably didn't dive in like I did willy-nilly. You've probably got it all laid out there. I'm very excited.
I am 99.6% European, first off. So most of my blood comes from the continent of Europe.
Rob's so white.
52.3% British and Irish. So we have some overlap there,
Mike.
Oh,
look at you guys. That's where you get along.
15.2% French and German.
Okay.
And this is the one that I find most fascinating. I've always said 1/8 Jewish, which is true, right?
Yes.
12.3% Ashkenazi Jewish. So
okay,
an eighth would be 12.5 at 12.3. It's almost exact.
Wow.
Also,
that's pretty amazing.
It's like, it sounds like you're reading Mike's dossier.
I'm 2.2% sub-Saharan African.
You're my God!
You're African. Rob Spiewak.
How about that? Pretty cool.
Hair on your body.
And I have less Neanderthal blood or less Neanderthal DNA than 77% of all 23andMe customers. So I'm not very Neanderthalic. Believe it or not.
So breaking down your European heritage, you're mostly English and Irish.
Irish, yeah. That's where it comes from. I got Irish on both sides.
But your infatuation with the Zeppelin. Now we understand
the Hindenburg,
it.
Of course.
Right.
I am also, here are some things that you'll enjoy. I am less likely to move around when I sleep. I have a muscle composition that is common in elite power athletes.
You've always said that. He's the blind side. He just doesn't use it the right way.
Exactly.
Yeah, he could have been a football player.
Yes.
Could have been. I'm likely to consume less caffeine. You know what? I'm almost entirely off caffeine now, so that makes sense to me. I'm unlikely to flush or have a bad reaction to alcohol. Hey,
that's not true. You flush when you get up in the morning.
No, but
flush. Your
sometimes
cheeks flush.
Twice.
No, but to really, the alcohol doesn't affect them the way it affects us. In
I have red cheeks, but it's not because of drink. I just have red cheeks.
Yeah, you handle your alcohol. Mm-hmm. You do.
I am likely tolerant of lactose. That is true. I'm less likely to be a deep sleeper. Also true.
Mm.
Little things will wake me up. And
right.
There was one other one that I wanted to give you is that, yes, I am very likely to smell the odor that asparagus gives urine.
Wow.
Oh, I guarantee I got that one. Mm-hmm. I can get it 4 stalls down if somebody's peeing asparagus pee.
That athletic side blows my mind, but it makes sense. You are built for the NFL.
How did you find the athletic side? What's that under on the online profile?
Under, give me one sec.
Most unlikely to reveal.
You did a deep dive on it and printed it out properly.
Under wellness reports. Wellness reports. And that's where you
I'll
get all the stuff. It perfectly predicted my earlobe type. It predicted my early hair loss. It predicted.
Really?
Yes. It predicted about my finger length.
What did it say about early hair loss?
Hair loss? It says likely 13. Early hair loss.
He'll start losing it at 13. Yes. And nothing will prevent it from going, even if he grows his hair as long. He had his. Rob, we actually witnessed Rob's last hurrah with his hair.
Yes.
Right here on the show when he grew it down to his shoulders.
Yeah, we cut it at the first State Theater show.
That's the first State Theater show, and then you ended up shaving
but
your head.
It's this to me is almost like going to see someone at a carnival, like a guest or weight guy. Because I mean, right down to the fact,
it's
because I spit in a cup or spit in a tube and mailed it away. They come back and he says, "You very likely have blue eyes." That to me just blows my mind.
You have blue eyes?
I do. Beautiful blue
eyes.
Let
me look at him. Oh damn, man.
Yeah. So, but it's just, it is, it also said likely to be bitten more often by mosquitoes. I do have that. I get torn up by that. Well,
that's just because, it's like a grease fire.
Well, also big target.
You know, that's what they like. They like, you know, they want the,
it's landmass.
All food tastes better when it's covered in fat. You know, I mean, that's just the way that goes.
Hot, buttered Rob Spiewak. Also, exactly. I mean, another thing that just, it says likely to prefer salty snacks. True. Mm. Little things that you don't even think about yourself, the 23andMe reveals to you, is mind-blowing. It says you were probably born with no hair on your head when you were a baby. I was born completely bald.
Really?
Yeah, it knows all that stuff.
And he was a beautiful baby.
That's what I was.
A beautiful baby.
How many pounds?
Baby.
I was 42 pounds. And 69 inches.
Your poor mother.
Don't we have... Rob's kept it around for a long time. I have no idea whether he has this or not.
Yes.
Of the actual tape, the audio tape of when Rob was born.
Ah.
And his mother came in to see him in the crib for the very, very first time.
Yes.
And
is it a tape
you know,
of what my mom said or what I said? I don't remember the tape.
I think it's a tape of your mom's reaction.
Yeah, I do have that, actually.
And then there were a bunch of relatives that were standing around when this happened. And Rob didn't have any hair on his head. And his mother, Sharon, was very thrilled. Well, I could tell you, I could describe it, or we could just play the tape.
It's an old home movie. This is my mom when she first saw me in the nursery.
Oh, you know what I was going for?
I didn't do it that way. What?
Oh, my God.
Wait, can I guess?
Yes, go ahead. No, don't. It's going to ruin it if you don't. I have to communicate this to him.
All right.
There are 20,000 listeners that know what I'm talking about right now. It's from a movie.
Okay.
It's from the movie that we shouldn't laugh at that we laugh at.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So, Rob, let me set it up again.
Okay,
we can edit it in post.
I believe I know what you're looking for. Yes.
People don't realize that when Rob, I think Rob was born in New York City in an apartment building.
Dakota, Mike.
With John Cassavetes.
I was born in the Dakota.
In a borough.
Yeah. And so there we go. Now I'm going. And we have, you know, we could talk about Rob being born. Let me do the reset up again. But there's actually, do you have it?
I'm looking. Give me a little more for me.
Okay. So it's the tape of Rob's actual birth when he didn't have, there was not a single solitary hair on the top of Rob Spiewak's head.
Just
and
bald.
It was just incredible.
Like a cue ball. Really,
I don't have it. I know exactly what you want.
You play it 50 times a year.
Yeah, but I don't keep it in as a drop.
What is it?
Hold on a second. We've actually found the tape of Rob being born.
That's why I don't have it.
This is when his mother sees the baby for the first time. Mm. It's incredible.
Rosemary. Go back to bed. You know you're not supposed to be up and around.
Is the mother Rosemary?
Shut up.
I thought your mother's name was Sharon.
She used to be called Rosemary.
All right. She's coming over to the crib where Rob is. Yeah. Little Rob is in there right now. And she's looking at the crib. Why is your crib draped all in black? I'm sorry.
This is for sanitary purposes.
A lot of relatives in the room, though.
Everybody came to the Dakota. It was beautiful.
Lots of older people. This is incredible.
And all of them could smell asparagus paste.
They knew it.
Really beautiful moment.
Thank you.
This is great. Oh, now she's coming over to the crib, and she's pulling back the little curtain where the baby is. There's the little baby. There's little Rob. She's looking at little Rob right now. She doesn't look all that thrilled.
Oh.
She looks scared. She looks scared. What's the matter, Mrs. Spiewak?
What have you done to it? What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal.
Bob's eyes are normal.
What have you done to him, you maniac?
There we go. Thank you.
I'm sorry, but it was worth it.
It was worth it for me.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
That's it. We have to take a break, and that's
everybody,
it. Thank
everybody
you,
everybody in the room said, look, his earlobes are unattached.
Thanks for sharing your DNA, Rob. Maybe you can clean that one up a little bit after the show. It might be funnier.
It's been years since anyone has thanked me for sharing my DNA, Mike.
He's a little under the weather, but it's Oscar's take coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Siri, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag week after week with wonderful messages. Would you be a sweetie and drop him a message for his bag? Send it right along to rob@mikeomarashow.com. Don't forget the two B's. Who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pick out a message from Y.
Okay. All right. I can't stand that anymore. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Did you know that Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat?
True.
Did you put a penny in the old man's hat? No, of course you didn't, you lazy sack of ignorance. You never do anything that's inconvenient.
Look at you.
So how can you buy all your Christmas gifts and yet still remain lazy? It's easy. Give the gift of laughter. Give the TMOS bonus show. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click on the gift bonus banner, boom, 3 more clicks and your holiday shopping is done, and you can go back to binging Netflix and smelling your fingers, you heathen. It really is an amazing gift for anyone, even yourself, because it keeps giving all year long. The TMOS Bonus Show. Remember to give it this holiday season. Give you access to all the bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. And give that old man a penny, but don't let him swallow it. Especially if it's shiny. Buy the bonus show. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take. Woo!
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or not be affecting you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's, do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
That's good. You may like putting up your Christmas decorations. You may even love doing it. But would you be willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars to take on the system to hang them up? There is a guy named Tom Apruzzi.
Hey, Tom Apruzzi.
Hey, look at you for Christmas.
Hey,
oh, look at the bright lights on his house. Oh.
He lives in Old Bridge, New Jersey. I think that's down near AC, if I'm not mistaken.
Hey,
it might be.
It's the time to go file the plug.
There we go. You look so good with your nice big plug with your lights.
Come on over here, kid. I'll teach you how to kick front army. For the past 15 years, he and his family have put up epic Christmas decorations. They're so spectacular that they draw hundreds of tourists. That is fine with me, by the way.
And you can see it from space.
We have one of those people in our neighborhood, the Bullis family. They're the ones that get on the Today Show every year. Mm. They're fantastic.
This guy's neighbors have a problem with it, though. They say it's blocking the street, creating all kinds of safety issues and chaos. No, it's not. It's creating inconvenience issues.
That's what it is, yeah.
Safety. Like an ambulance couldn't get down the street if it needed to. I've heard that forever. You can't do that because if an emergency vehicle needs to come through, that's right. If a meteor hits, we all die tomorrow. So they complained to the city. This year, the city is cracking down on the Apruzzis. They'll have to pay a $3,000 fine every night they have their decorations up to cover the cost of extra police and shuttles to and from the neighborhood. Shuttles. Okay. If they're having shuttles come, that might be a little. Anyway, Tom is planning to keep doing his light shows this year, starting tomorrow, and fight the power.
Yeah.
His quote is, if they shut me down, they're going to have to talk to my attorney. This is my First Amendment right, free speech, and free religion. I saw that story and thought of you. I thought about your take on the people with Christmas lights.
Like,
what do you think?
The gentlemen that take, or ladies that take the time to spread some joy and cheer,
yes,
and decorate their homes to this level, the impact they have on, and I get the traffic stuff. I get the operational issues that you have to get more police out there. But I remember as a child when I lived in Blair House, an apartment in Silver Spring, Maryland with my parents.
So not the Blair House where the vice president lives?
No, no.
Okay.
No. This was just we lived in an apartment in Silver Spring for a long time. One of the best memories that I had as a child wasn't presents because we weren't really wealthy. It was driving along these roads and seeing these houses lit up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as a little kid in the back of a Corolla stacked to the rafters with Latinos and cousins, it was so much fun. So the idea that this guy will continue doing so, even if he gets the fines and will fight that legal battle, that's what the holiday spirit's all about.
I think it's fun.
I do too.
And we should chill on fun. We really should. And I understand it's an inconvenience to the neighbors. Well, the neighbors ought to be on board with it. It's a short time of year.
He's paying the bill.
So. Yeah, they should put up some lights too, jerks.
Absolutely. Amen. You're listening to Oscar's
Take. Oscar's Take.
Oscar, there's a cell phone company in China called Jioni. Odds are you've never heard of it, and Jioni's founder will happily take these odds and make a healthy wager with you. He's a guy named Liu Lirong, and Jioni is now on the verge of going under after Liu, I guess L-I-U would be Liu, or Liu.
Liu.
Liu gambled away a bunch of its money at a casino. How much? $1.44 billion.
Mm-mm-mm.
Liu says that's an exaggeration. He only gambled away, quote, about $1 billion.
That's
all. Now, it's not. Here's the thing, because they didn't take the time to research it, so it's not clear if he means 1 billion U.S. or 1 million yen, which is 144 million. That's still an amazing amount of money. Insane to gamble that. Anyway, Jioni is going to start bankruptcy reorganization next month because their owner is a bit of a of a riverboat gambler. I know you don't have any experience with that, Oscar.
No. All I know is the feeling of dread and happiness sitting next to Mr. Mike O'Mara when he gambles.
Yes.
Where he can turn on a dime, whether he's been drinking or not.
Right.
He can blame his wins or losses on you. And when you're winning, he says, stay, you're good luck. When you're losing, he leaves you. He doesn't even say goodbye.
Yeah, he disappears, almost like a chair on wheels. Yes.
And then,
zoom.
And then when his wife
did that
comes,
to my sister and brother-in-law in Las Vegas, I was like, it's like, okay, oh, third hand. Well, hey, dealer has 21. All right, see you later. Bye-bye.
You did that to me when your wife came to find you, and she said, yep. Where's Mike? I said, I think he lost and blamed it on me and
yeah.
left.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even say goodbye.
No.
I know.
And that's penny that. Slots.
Yep. Yep.
I cannot imagine what a dick this guy is when he's amazing. Losing hundreds of millions of dollars. In
Be
the
terrifying.
End, they get it all, people. Yes. They get
that's
it
true,
all.
Yeah. Mm. Yes, that's terrible. And I still, you know, with me, the degenerate in me says, I wonder if it is the $100. You know, just kind of curious about that. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar Jason Coronado is a UPS driver in Grand Island, New York, just outside of Buffalo. And back in October, he was delivering to an animal shelter when a pit bull terrier mix named Ernie ran over and jumped in his truck. It sounds like Jason's never been a huge dog person. He didn't have any dogs and he didn't plan to get one, but Ernie just sat there in the truck and didn't want to leave. So that night, Jason went home and talked to his family about it. And last Friday, they adopted Ernie.
Aww.
Apparently, he likes being with Jason more than anyone and follows him around the house all the time. Dogs will do that. Yep. One-person dogs. Isn't that right, Beluga?
When's the last time Beluga's jumped into anything?
A dirt nap suit.
Yeah. Jump in a hole.
He's already trained, so they haven't had any issues. Jason says he's basically just a big lap dog. So that's
sweet.
For you, Oscar. What's
Mike,
your take on that?
I'm not a cat guy. But if a cat jumped into my car and just wanted to hang, I'd be a cat guy. I tried a cat for 9 days, found her a farm. It's living well, living high on the hog. Yeah.
The cat experiment didn't last very long.
You got to be careful because sometimes when cats start hanging out with you, like at a nursing home, it means you're about to die.
Really?
Right.
Yeah, that happens at nursing homes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Cats will come and stay with certain patients and like they die like 3 days
really?
Later. Yeah, all the time.
Wow.
That's an urban myth.
No.
No, it's
that's
true.
That's an urban myth.
No, the cat kills them.
Steals your breath in the middle of the night.
Bobia, save it for Monday. We'll have a discussion. I'd like to revisit this. Look at how serious Rob is. Rob was like dead serious. That's yeah. where, yeah. Yep. Cat
sucks
comes into
out
a nursing
their souls
home.
When the
They're
nurse is
all
out.
Gonna die.
My wife is a cat woman, and mm-hmm. she wants a cat to go along with Santos. She wants to name it Santi and Santos.
Oh dear. All right.
That's adorable.
Oh, I want to throw up. Mm-hmm. I said, look, we barely have room for the two of us and Santos.
Right.
We're not cat people anymore. We're making that stand right now.
Right.
And for me, if cats acted more like dogs, I'd be A-okay. So the story overall, if you're not a dog person and the dog shows you the affection that I know a dog can show you.
Right.
You'll take it all day.
Yeah.
Much
yeah.
better.
Yeah. And he adopted Much it. Better. I think it's a yeah. sweet story.
Very
You're
sweet.
Listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar Cardi B just booked a new gig that might kind of take her back to her days as a stripper. She will be performing at the 2019 AVN Awards. That's the adult video news. They're porn's version of the Oscars.
Yeah.
In fact, she'll be the first featured female performer to do the show. She says, quote, I'm so excited that the AVN Awards chose me to be their first female performer ever. I can't wait. Meanwhile, Cardi is the cover girl for Entertainment Weekly's Entertainer of the Year issue. She tells the magazine, quote, I'm looking forward to doing anything and everything that I could possibly take on. The only thing that'll stop me right now is time. So Cardi B is going to be a mainstream act, if you want to call her that, at the AVNs.
Well, I think the AVNs are stepping up their game. And they clearly have some cash coming in. I thought that the adult video industry was going through some sort of recession because of all the free availability online. Apparently not, because she's just taking this gig for the dollars because it's not necessarily great PR because you're going to a porn
she's
you're
spending
a,
it pretty good
to a
though.
Porn convention, right?
Yeah, it's not great PR, but it doesn't matter with her demographic. I think
just,
that she
just the
has people that are going to think it's cool.
And in a world where you're watching
keeping with up the with youngsters, the kids don't care about the porn Oscar.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'm watching this with my wife. I do enjoy it at times. Some episodes are fun. But Kim Kardashian saying that she got married and had and made that sex video while on ecstasy, and they just like brush it off like it's like, oh, you're just on ecstasy making your sex. Which by,
can
which
I give you my take? Which, can I give you my take on all of this? Okay, here's the way I look at it. Who is a mainstream?
Yes,
that's it. Now, like, whoring is mainstream.
That is rude. If it was a man, you wouldn't say this. How dare you?
The men are who is too.
They're all garbage cans.
They're all garbage cans.
That's what you should say.
Boring. Well. Will the next legitimate question? Will the next step be like televising this on a mainstream? Isn't it televised on Showtime?
Showtime gets it
every year.
I like the death reel. Yeah.
You're listening to Oscar's Day.
There is no death reel.
What? I don't know what I was watching. Jeez. Then.
Oh my God. That's that. That is almost as good as to change the locks for the termites. God almighty. He took his pill today. Here's the last Oscars take. There's a 52-year-old guy named Peter Coleman in DeKalb, Illinois. On Tuesday, he was messaging with a prostitute named Kayreen. She told him to send her $40 on PayPal, and then she'd head to his place. They'd get it on, and he could pay her another $50. But after he sent her the money on PayPal, she never showed up. Shocker!
What?
He told her he wanted his money back, and she said there'd be a refund charge. So he went to the cops to complain. Peter thought he wouldn't get in trouble since he and Kayreen never consummated their deal. But unfortunately for him, he was wrong, and he was arrested.
There's felicitation, gentlemen.
Yes, that's what it is.
The dollars bother me because for $40, and I don't know how much a prostitute should cost.
And I think it probably varies by market.
Yeah, maybe. Let's say this is, you're right. Let's say it's Virginia Beach, right?
Okay.
It's off season.
Uh-huh. Sure.
It's off season, so $40 will make right. you holler. But if...
You get paid to do the wild thing.
Yes. Do you believe, would you, in your eyes, and honestly, what dollar amount, if you're in this guy's shoes,
right,
would make you want to call the cops if you're there?
I wouldn't do it because you just couldn't involve yourself with the authorities, and sending the money on PayPal in the first place is a stupid thing to do. Yeah. But I will tell you this, Oscar, I don't want to steal your thunder, but $90, which is the total amount we're talking about here, is pretty reasonable for a holiday twirl. That's the way I look at it. Absolutely.
Hey, Mike's take.
Yes.
$90.
Yeah, wasn't it 50?
50 and
wasn't
40.
Wasn't it 40 on PayPal and she'll pay?
But to get back. Yes. I'm saying if I paid $1,000, I guess, I don't know if that's a high price escort these days. I don't know. I think they cost $10,000. And then you put the Las Vegas tax, it's $1,100. Maybe I've looked into this.
Oh, the entertainment tax?
Yes. And then...
I don't think you use PayPal. I think it's dumb.
I say if they want the deposit, this is one of these, I guess, fun facts. PayPal, you can declare fraud on before you can ever get that money back from the cops.
Yeah, that's
so
safety.
He should have gone through PayPal first before calling.
Right.
So let's say you're not going to jail. What money amount do you have to ask for? Are you going to be comfortable with and not ashamed?
1 billion yen. 1 billion yen. There we go. Thank you very much. 1 billion. We'll take a break,
for me,
ladies and gentlemen.
For me, it's,
you.
It's $500.
$500? All right, we'll see you in jail.
$500 is 200.
No. No. 200.
Yeah.
We got a break. Okay. Kayreen is coming to the studio, and she's taking cash only. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the final of the week, the final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
That is to say, Carla, if you were to give him $100, no whispering, please. If you were to give him $100, he would scratch them all. The first $100 of winnings goes back to you. And then after that, 30% of all winnings goes to you.
I'd take that off.
And those dollars, this is the caveat, goes into a trust fund for little Michael.
We did administer the trust fund. We could work around that. That would be
Mike!
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Bonus.
Hello. The holidays are here.
Yes.
I've got a great idea for a personalized gift that anyone would love. I'm holding it in my hand right now.
Yes.
It's a homesick candle. Imagine a candle that not only smells great.
Oh, yes.
But reminds you of something that is important in someone's life, and it shows you care. Homesick candles. You see what it says on that?
Maine.
You know why? Because Maine reminds me of pine trees and salt air and wonderful summers for years and years and years and being left alone on a dock as my cousins went on an island picnic.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, not that. Nothing brings the sweet nostalgia home like a familiar scent. So let homesick candles help or a loved one remember the best times of your life. Holidays, vacations, or just years gone by, homesick candles bring back and help you share your best memories. I love them. I just got waxed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, I did.
Are you turned on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a category, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Speed wax.
Sorry, homesick candles. I didn't mean to spill. Right now, listeners that go to homesick.com and use promo code TMOS will receive 10% off any order over $50 and get free shipping. That's a great deal. 10% off and free shipping. This amazing offer and the most popular state and city candles won't last long, so don't wait. I can't believe I spilled my homesick candle. Please, please show this client some TMOS love.
Yes, please.
When you support them, you support us. Just visit homesick.com now and use promo code TMOS to find a personal gift for everyone on your list today. Homesick candles. Thank you very much. Let us see if I can do this. I'm going to open up the audio vault. Very good.
And all hot wax.
Put the candle back.
AVN Awards.
Yes, AVN.
So wax on himself.
One of the greatest songs to hear in like a stadium and a great album cut, Hell's Bells by AC/DC,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
When they play this at a football game, it's go eerie, time. It's exciting, it's good. So, what better song to play on the biggest carillon in all of Europe? A carillon is a series of bells that are tuned, oftentimes hanging in a church tower.
Hell's Bells!
What I love about this is this church tower is built in Germany in 1506, but here's a guy playing Hell's Bells on church bells.
Oh, this is cool.
Isn't that great?
Give that man a raise.
And it's Kenny King.
I've never seen it before. It's a series of levers, almost like piano keys, and he's just playing Hell's Bells in a 15th or 16th century German church.
That's awesome.
Love it. Now, I'm not a big shoe guy. I wear my Birkenstocks, and that's sort of what I do.
Is it because your feet are so big?
No. It's just like the shoes aren't my deal. But Payless.
It's because he's a slob.
That's what it is. S-L-O-B. You know what your problem is? You're a slob.
You and your friend out the door right now.
S-L-O-B-B.
And we don't want any characters in here.
To give the joint atmosphere.
We don't need any characters to give the joint atmosphere. Do you know the movie Rob and I are doing right now, Oscar?
No, but it's funny.
It's a Wonderful
Rob
Life.
Rob and I go a little BS during the Christmas season. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah,
black and white.
And that's Sheldon Leonard before he was a powerful producer.
You know what one of Rob's favorite impressions that I do from It's a Wonderful Life? You know? He'll like this one because it's so obscure. He likes the obscure.
Good.
My father fronted that tree.
Oh, that's where the guy loses the money from the bank.
Yeah.
No, that's the guy that comes out of his house. Well, George bumps into his tree.
He says, but he got the movie
that's
right.
That's the movie.
Yeah.
Got the movie right.
Yeah.
My father planted that tree.
If you want to get the movie in one sentence, one of the most complicated plots of any movie in the entire history of Hollywood, Oscar simplifies it. Oh, he lost the money for the bank.
Yeah, that's what put him in the bind, right?
That's right, yeah. My father planted that tree.
So that aside, Payless shoes.
Just
please.
Quick aside. Oh,
of
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We're out of control. It's the end of the week. All right. Yes. What?
Charlie's family. Charlie Bernie.
Charlie Bernie. Right? Podcast Village.
Yeah, Charlie Bernie.
So this just reminded me about something. We're walking.
Charlie Bernie planted that tree.
But we're walking out of the elevator at Nats the Nats Stadium, right?
National Park.
And somebody had a shirt of one of Charlie's family's properties, a golf course.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, that's a great golf course. And he goes, you know, I helped build that golf course. And the douche on the elevator says, it'd be better if you owned it, and walked right off.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah, what a dick.
And then Charlie says, we do.
That's great.
Queenstown Harbor, right? Yes, is that what it's called? Yes, there's a little plug for Charlie's Enterprise.
But that that line reminded me, my father planted that tree.
My father planted that tree.
By the way, one of the best golf courses, seriously, one of the best golf courses on the Eastern Shore of Maryland. Yes. Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. I hope someday to play a round of golf with Charlie on that course. I'd love to do that. It's a bucket list item for me.
All right. Payless shoe stores, they wanted to, and this is something I hate, when someone calls themselves a media influencer or a YouTube influencer. So what Payless did is they built a boutique. They called it Palessi. And so it looks Italian, but it really just says Paylessi. And they invited YouTube influencers in to sample their European shoes, when in fact they're all shoes available at Payless.
Okay.
Great sales gimmick
here. Genius.
So they bring them in.
This is fantastic.
And this
I
is
love
what
this.
YouTube influencers were talking about Payless brand shoes.
We'll definitely spend $295 on a pump like this.
Palessi could charge upwards of $800 for their shoes.
$500. Yeah. People are going to be like, oh, where'd you get those? Those are amazing.
These are actually from Payless.
Shut up.
Did you hear the snobbery?
It was great.
$895. Shut up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love that.
Stop it. You know, I've been in that store. Palessi. It's a great store.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do pay less.
You do. Thank you, Rob. The rent stays the same as before.
All right. So, first of all, be very careful. She's still on the loose. This lady assaulted, I think it was a McDonald's worker. She came in from the drive-thru and assaulted. She was pulled off and she escaped. So beware, this lady is on the loose. This is in California, and remember these warnings.
You know, there's no reason to physically assault somebody because you didn't get enough ketchup.
That's why. And I love seeing the guy, the police spokesman in the full uniform, having to do a press conference and say,
you know, there's no reason to physically assault somebody because you didn't get enough ketchup.
That's Mike. There's no reason.
There is not. Amen.
No.
Happy Christmas, everybody. All right.
Okay. Oh God, we're there. Okay.
We're like in the fourth hour here. All right. What's going on,
Mike? Let's close with this. What if I say to you the name Richard Caron, Karron?
I have no idea.
You'll know his voice.
Did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Oh, the guy from the movie Fatso.
Yeah, Richard Caron. Now, this is why I love our listeners.
Long since dead, I would imagine.
His lifestyle finally caught up with him, Mike.
Yeah, 1950.
Johnny Dollar, a listener who has submitted some great stuff to us in the past, was watching the show Chips. Do you remember the show Chips? Larry Wilcox and Eric Estrada? He said he heard this from the other room and ran in, hit his DVR, and isolated this audio for us. Here is the great Richard Caron from season one of Chips playing a long-haul trucker, and he wants you to know not only is his voice as great as ever, he never takes a cigar out of his mouth for this entire scene. So this is found audio of Richard Caron.
What's the problem? I wasn't speeding.
Yeah, you missed the scales back there.
Huh? Hey, I've been driving since...
May I see your driver's license and registration, please?
Oh, sure, officer. Don't do that wrong.
There we go. Thank you.
Hey, mister, your load is loose.
I can't be. I cinched those straps myself.
But, sir, you can't go to...
You know, I know exactly what I'm doing. All you got...
Did he fall out of the truck?
No, his load fell off the truck because he hadn't tied it down right. He's a bad trucker.
Wow, what a brick.
And here's the theme to Chips, which is awfully disco. So that's the great Richard Caron. We remember him today, Mike. Today we remember him. That's your magic audio ball.
Okay, that was interesting.
Have a great weekend.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Oh, my God, another one in the can. Make sure you change your locks, termite haters. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, the TMOS Bonus Show makes a great gift, even for yourself. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says Gift Bonus. It's easy as pie and just as tasty. Please support TMOS. Oscar, you got a thing going this weekend.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Hortstock 2018. All the details on BigOnukes.com/Hortstock.
Go there.
Where are you going to be? Where are you going to be?
Jam and Java tonight, Jam and Java tomorrow, and Fairwinds Brewing on Sunday. 3 days.
Oh, my God.
A glorious haze and fun.
But after that, you got the rest of the weekend off, right?
Rest of the month.
That's it.
All right. We'll be late on Monday. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara. Thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
B.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
You know, there's no reason to physically assault somebody because you didn't get enough ketchup.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ooh, that's a bingo.